Well, hello again. This is Buck Benny speaking. Welcome to another episode of the Bing Crosby Show. Today's guest is Gary Crosby, Bing's son. Of all of Bing Crosby's children, Gary Crosby is probably the biggest celebrity of the group. A number of his children go on to become important in the entertainment industry, whether they're producers or directors and that sort of thing. But Gary had some celebrity in his own right. He was featured on many TV shows, of course had a few songs. The biggest song is probably Sam's Song, which I haven't listened to tonight's episode, but I assume they'll play it because at this point Sam's Song had only been out for under a year. Probably 6 months or so, and that was a big recording between Bing and Gary. When they were together Christmas time this last Christmas, my favorite lost Christmas song in OTR that I've never heard before is their version of, I'm trying to remember, is it? I think it's their version of, is it Silver Bells? Yeah, I think it's Silver Bells. Or is it Jingle Bells? Jingle Bells or Silver Bells. But they do it with the phrasing and timing and format of Sam's Song. And it's really neat. And next year I'm planning on collecting a bunch of the different Christmas songs from all different OTR sources and putting them together as a Christmas album that I'll make available for either download or send it to you guys or something. Anyway, but that's for next year. A lot of folks know Gary best, probably, from being in the Twilight Zone. He was actually in the episode called Come Wander With Me. It was in the last season of the Twilight Zone series. In fact, it's like, I want to say it's one of the last three or four episodes, certainly within the last five episodes of the entire series. And I always like to watch that episode. It's not considered to be one of the best ones, but I just like to hear Gary sing the song that he sings in that episode. So if you haven't had a chance to watch that, you should watch it. Oh, speaking of that, on Netflix, now the entire run of the Twilight Zone series is set up for streaming, so if you have Netflix streaming abilities, you can watch any of the Twilight Zones you want. With that, I will bid you adieu. Enjoy Bing Crosby and Gary Crosby together, and we will see you next week. I think we might be having Fred Astaire next week. So, anyway, we shall see you then.
For you, what every smoker wants. Mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste.
By Chesterfield, the one that proves his case. Yes, Chesterfield's a milder, plus no aftertaste.
So ho, open a pack and give him a sniff.
Then you'll smoke him.
Someone wait for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins of the Bears, and Bing's guest, Gary Crosby.
That's right, Ken. Yes, indeed. The Perry Como of the ducktail haircut set is with us this evening.
You know, Bing, last week, Lindsay, your youngest boy, was your guest, and now tonight, Gary's on the program. Yeah. What's the idea of using the kids for guest stars so much lately?
Ken, it's due to this entertainment crisis in radio.
Oh?
Nearly everybody else but us Crosbys have quit radio for television. Everybody's flown the coop.
Oh, you Crosbys are making a last stand, is that it?
Precisely, you've got it, Ken. I feel like General Custer. Pixie, the four kids, and I are clustered around a microphone, fighting desperately as the savage forces of television, in full war paint, make attack on our doomed little band.
Ah, it's a vivid and touching scene.
Isn't it colorful? We're thinking, you know, of flying Grandma Moses out to paint our little grouping for posterity.
Bing, I don't see why you so worry so much about television.
Who's worrying? I'm ignoring. I just don't have time for TV.
Well, gee, Bob Hope finds time for television.
He finds time for everything. Movies, radio, stage shows, television, deep freezer defrostings, barber pole unveilings, cattle dehornings, dedication of lobster pots. Say, he's attended more picnics than an ant with an air travel card.
I just don't understand how Bob finds a time to squeeze so much work in.
You know what he did, Ken?
What?
He had the Hamilton people make him a special watch.
Special watch?
Yep. The face has 48 hours on it instead of 12.
That's not a bad idea to gain some extra time, but who's he fooling?
Himself. Ken, I think now we better get on to things musical, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
I got an opening selection here this evening. It happens to be a song called Them Their Eyes. And it's a tune which I introduced at the Coconut Grove.
Recently?
No, let's just say it was in this century. Leave it that way. I'm going to get the Hamilton people to build me a watch that runs backwards, I think. John Scott, why don't you start things off here, huh?
I fell in love with you first time I looked into them, their eyes. You got a certain cute way of flirting with them, their eyes. They make me feel so happy, they make me feel blue. No stalling, I'm falling, going in a big way for sweet little you. My heart is jumping, you sure started something with them, their eyes. You'd better watch them if you're wise. They sparkle, they bubble, they're gonna get you in a whole lot of trouble. You're overworking them, there's danger lurking in them, their eyes.
I fell in love with you first time I looked into them, their eyes. You got a certain little cute way of flirting with them, their eyes. Ba-da-do-ba-boo. They make me feel so happy, they make me blue. No stalling, no falling, going in a great big way for you.
My heart is jumping, you sure started something
them
with
there.
Them their eyes. You better watch them if you're wise.
Ooh,
they sparkle,
ooh,
they bubble, they're gonna get you in a whole peck of trouble.
Ooh,
you're overworking them, there's danger lurking in them.
Really great.
Oh, I think it does have a nice bounce, that tune, don't
it
you, Ken?
Does,
now, having told you gentle people all about them, their eyes, we'd like to sell you them, their milder Chesterfield.
Yes, friends, only one cigarette, Chesterfield, gives you mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste, what every smoker wants.
And tobacco growers, 1,523 of them, say Chesterfields are milder, and they show you how to prove it. They say Chesterfield's right combination of the world's best tobaccos smells milder, and smokes milder.
And here's what modern science and research says. What the cigarette taste panel says. There's only one cigarette which leaves no unpleasant aftertaste. That cigarette is Chesterfield.
Now every smoker wants a milder cigarette. And every smoker after smoking wants no unpleasant aftertaste. Only Chesterfield gives you both. And that's more for your money than any other cigarette can give you.
Prove it yourself for the price of one pack. Yes, that's all it comes down to. Just the price of a pack of Chesterfields to prove Chesterfield is the best cigarette for you.
I recorded this song recently with Louis Alvera and his band of Dulua.
The lovely senorita says no, and I believe her, but oh, why do her eyes say quizás, quizás, quizás? That Spanish moon is brighter than I. It must know something, all right.
That's why her eyes say quizás, quizás, quizás. We should go back and dance with the rest of the dancers. And yet I have the feeling that her heart's not in her answer. A lovely señorita says no, but I'm not willing to go. Not while her eyes say quizás, quizás, quizás.
Siempre que te pregunto, que cuando, cómo, dónde, yo siempre me respondes, quizás, quizás, quizás. The lovely señorita says no, says no, says no. But why do her eyes say maybe, maybe so?
We should go back and dance with the rest of the dancers. And yet I have the feeling that her heart's not in her answer. The lovely señorita says no, but I'm not willing to go. Not while her eyes say
quizás,
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 could be.
Folks, this week we're celebrating National Baseball Week across our great nation. This year is also golden anniversary of the minor leagues of the National Association of Professional Baseball. So here now is a big salute from a Pittsburgh Pirate to the great American game of baseball. I think it'd be nice, too, if you fans from coast to coast would sort of join in this salute by attending the ball game in your hometown, whether it's Class D or up to the major leagues. And say, here's a new baseball song. It's about the only one that's come along since Take Me Out to the Ball Game, and it's called Play Ball.
Play ball,
play ball.
Gee, it's a wonderful day. Play ball,
play ball.
Let's get the game underway. Hey, you with those hot dogs, two over here. There's that peanut vendor and the guy with all the beer.
Strike one.
Your favorite players at bat.
Strike two.
You squirm and fuss with your hat, and then you see him tag one right on the nose. And then you watch it go and go and gone. There it goes. What are we waiting for? Play ball. The Giants and the Dodgers will be at each other's throats. The Reds and the Cubs and the Pirates, when they beat you, how they gloat. The Phillies and the Cardinals are full of beefs and squawks. Watch out for the Braves, they'll scalp you with their tomahawks.
The White Sox and the Senators are quite a fighting bunch. The A's and Browns will always try to beat you to the punch.
The Indians are scrappy, but they're a cinch to beat. The Tigers love to claw them, they're the Tigers' special meats.
The Red Sox and the Yankees are a mighty potent crew. They really try to beat you to a pulp before they're through.
Let's grab a cab, I'll pay the tab, we'll sit in back a third. We'll root and boo and holler like you never, never heard.
Strike one!
What?
Your favorite players at bat.
Strike two!
Oh no!
You squirm and fuss with your hat, and then you see him tag one right on the nose. And then you watch it go and go and go, and it goes!
Play ball! Play ball! Play ball!
Just before we leave this fascinating subject of baseball, I thought that perhaps you sports fans might be interested to learn about a new book which is just out. It's called Nobody Asked Me, and it's written by Jimmy Cannon, the eminent sports writer and war correspondent of the New York Post. It's rich in anecdotal items about baseball, well, and about all sports. Here's a little rural roundelay made popular by the fantastic Les Paul.
When the sun in the morning peeps over the hill and kisses the roses round my windowsill, then my heart fills with gladness when I hear the trill of the birds in the treetops on Mockingbird Hill. Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, it gives me a thrill to wake up in the morning to the mockingbird's trill. Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, there's peace and goodwill. You're welcome as the flowers on Mockingbird Hill. Got a three-cornered plow and an acre to till, and a mule that I bought for a $10 bill. There's a tumble-down shack and a rusty old mill, but it's my home sweet home up on Mockingbird Hill.
Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, it gives me a thrill to wake up in the morning to the mockingbird trill. Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, there's peace and goodwill. You're welcome at the flowers on Mockingbird Hill.
When it's late in the evening, I climb up the hill and survey all my kingdom while everything's still. Only me and the sky and an old whippoorwill singing songs in the twilight on Mockingbird Hill. Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, it gives me a thrill to wake up in the morning to the mockingbird's trill. Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, there's peace and goodwill. You're welcome as the flowers on Mockingbird Hill. You're welcome as the flowers on Mockingbird Hill. On Mockingbird Hill.
Thank you, thank you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if I may, I'd like to present my vocal coach, the man who made me what I am today, Mr. Gary Crosby.
Hi, Dad.
Welcome to the Chesterfield program, Gary.
Thanks, Dad. But where are the lights and the cameras and the scenery?
What do you mean, lights, cameras? This isn't television, son. This is radio.
Radio?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. It was quite the thing when I was a little boy.
Quite the thing right now. People just don't know about it, that's all.
Well, you've got to start facing life, Dad.
Thank you, Portia. Thank you. Shall we get on now to one of our songs?
Which one will we do?
I was thinking maybe we should kick off with When You and I Were Young, Maggie Blue.
Gee, if this were television, we could wear straw hats and canes.
Now, let's not worry about the wardrobe. Let's just try and stay on key, huh?
I've been requested to sing an old-time song.
You're just the man to do it, Pappy.
Don't get flipped. There's three very clever lads waiting at home to replace you. Something our granddaddies used to sing.
Granddaddies? Why, you told me you started it.
Shh. Luella might be listening. But I've a little plan, and I'll do the best I can to sing an old song so we all can understand.
You simply take a favorite day, and you flavor it here with just a note or two of blue harmony.
To watch,
tell the orchestra to play staccato, and then you jazz a little lively guy. Now that Maggie tune is a raggy tune. Pay no attention to the music that they play, but just rock your blue
long ago.
On the spot, start to sway, getting hot
and the
now.
Green
hear the broken time,
gone
if just spoken time. All around I see
Maggie,
harmony charming.
Where was
every loving note is a loving blow. Just full of music that you can't refuse.
But I love
now you know the way. Tell the band to
as
play.
Of old,
and when you listen, just christen it and say, I got
when
those.
You,
when you and I were young, Maggie Blue.
Thank you.
You simply take a favorite, then you flavor it with just a note or two of blue harmony.
I like this.
Tell the orchestra to play staccato, and then you jazz a little obbligato.
This is fun.
Now that Maggie tune is a raggy tune. Pay no attention to the music that's played, but just fine.
So you know this might bring me back to this type
away.
Of stuff.
On the spot, start to sway.
Will
get
you join me?
Hot
the now.
Green Grove is gone from the hill, Maggie, where once the daisies sprung.
Woo-ha!
But I love you know the way tell the band to play. When you listen, say, Maggie, I got those aggravating, agitating blues I'm hating, so I'm stating, I'm only waiting, waiting to lose those ever-loving, ever-loving Maggie blues.
Thanks, Gary. Thanks. Very handy you were. Now, shall we get along to the next number, this Moonlight Bay job?
Oh, an encore, huh?
Sure. You know, your brother Lindsay and I did Moonlight Bay in the program last week. Did you happen to catch little Lynn, hmm?
Sure. Do you think I can follow him?
Well, if you just rear back and take dead aim, don't press too much. You may approximate his effort. Would you care to get on now with the song? What do you say?
After you, sir.
We were sailing along on Moonlight Bay. We could hear the voices ringing. They seemed to say, you have stolen my heart. Now don't go away. As we sang love's old sweet songs on Moonlight Bay.
I am joined now by my associate in song, Mr. Geddy Crosby, who's been flown in at great expense from Cecil Meyer's Milk Bar. Get it?
We were sailing along.
I bet you were cute in your new sailor suit.
People cheered on Moonlight Bay.
Just as sharp as a tack with a belt in the back.
Ow! You could hear the voices ringing.
A crooning a tune.
They seem to say,
oh, Hetty boy, you're a positive joy.
Steady, you have stolen my heart.
You acted so bad, just a regular cad.
Now don't go away.
And this is the lad who wound up as my dad.
As we sang,
put over a ragtime with a bang.
On Moonlight Bay.
On Moonlight Bay.
Shall we rest on our oars now and listen to the string on song? Well, 20 years have passed. I put on a little around the middle, lost considerable off the top. But Moonlight Bay goes on.
We were sailing along.
Sailing in a souped-up hot rod outboard, yet some sailing.
Moonlight Bay.
Ah, the bay. I was very big on the bay, very
we
big.
We could hear the voices ringing.
Oh, no.
Listen, don't
they
knock that. Kept you freeloading for years.
You have stolen my heart.
Yes. You've stolen many of my neckties, too. My charvet.
Don't go away.
Oh, don't go away.
As we sang this old sweet song on Moonlight Bay. Oh, we will say.
We're sailing along in beautiful moonlight.
We sailed along the beautiful Moonlight Bay.
You are smashed. That was great, Gary. All fine, really. You really come on. You took off your part darn, darn good there. You had a lot of eclat. Impossible for anybody to follow Lindsay. You done it.
Thanks, Dad.
Say, Bing, yeah? Have you had any word from Bob Hope since he sailed for England?
Well, if I do, Ken, it'll come collect.
Well, I just wondered how he made out. You know, he was supposed to do a show aboard the Queen Mary.
No kidding.
Yeah.
You mean old Ballast Bottom is working his way across? Oh, I should have known that skin-flinted figure some caper like
no,
that.
No, I'm talking about his radio show.
His radio? What's
he doing? Yes. Well, he's doing that aboard the boat.
No.
I'll bet by the time the ship docks, everybody aboard will be smoking Chesterfields, from the captain down to the stowaways.
Oh, Hope's riders smoke them already, Ken.
True, they do. They know Chesterfield, and only Chesterfield gives smokers mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste.
Folks, that big plus is the reason why Chesterfield's ABCs, the most famous ABCs in the world, mean more today than ever before. They mean Chesterfields are A, always milder, B, better tasting, C, cooler smoking, plus no unpleasant aftertaste. So from now on, remember those ABCs and always buy Chesterfield.
Buy Chesterfield, Chesterfield, the one that proves its case. Yes, Chesterfields are milder, milder, plus no aftertaste.
So ho, open a pack and give them a sniff,
then you'll smoke them.
Song now by Mr. John Scott Crowder and Mr. Tom Adair has sort of a seasonal quality to it seems to me.
Any town is Paris when you're young. In any sky, a dreamer's moon is hung. Every love's the one love that you swear you'll never leave. And the gypsy spell of spring is yours to weave. All the world is magic when you're young. Every song's the sweetest ever sung. Every street is lover's lane, where wishing stars are strung. And any town is Paris when you're young.
You swear you'll never leave, and the gypsy spell of spring is yours to weave.
All the world is magic when you're young. Every song the sweetest ever sung. Every street is lover's lane, where wishing stars are sprung. Yes, any town is Paris when you're young.
Well, folks, that's our closer for this session. My thanks to Gary for helping out tonight,
Who's going to be with you next week, Dan?
Next week, Gary, our guests will be Louis Armstrong and Rose Marie. Why do you ask?
Well, Lynn and I have been on, so I thought maybe the twins would be your guests next week.
Can't get them. Cannot get the twins. They're holding out. They refuse to do anything but television.
Well, you're the boss. Why don't you just tell them they've got to do radio?
Too late for that.
What do you mean?
Two of them got together last week and they formed a union. I'm hoping that we may be able to negotiate with them somehow. And before closing tonight, I'd like to thank the readers of Radio and Television Mirror for their support in the recent poll. So I'll see you next week for Chesterfield, folks. That's the best cigarette for you to smoke.
Folks, the 1951 Red Cross Fund Drive has fallen far behind its quota. Now, we all know that our country faces a national emergency, and none of us can afford to stand by with our fingers crossed, putting off what has to be done. We've got to get into action now. The Red Cross program for collecting blood and blood plasma, urgently needed by our armed forces in Korea and for civilian defense, has got to be a neighbor-to-neighbor proposition. As the Red Cross works for all of us, so all of us have to lend our support for this big job ahead. Remember, the job ahead of the Red Cross today is bigger than ever before. The need is staggering. The need is immediate. So why not visit your nearest blood bank soon and also make a generous contribution to the 1951 Fund Campaign of the Red Cross. The Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, Rose Marie and Louis Armstrong. Folks, you'll want to hurry and send for your copy of the new book, Tobaccoland USA. It's authentic, it's authoritative, it's revealing. You really ought to read it before you buy another pack of cigarettes. To get your copy of Tobaccoland USA, just put your name and address on a penny postcard and mail it to Chesterfield, Box 21, New York 8, New York. That's Chesterfield, Box 21, New York 8, New York, for your copy of Tobaccoland USA.
When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, somebody's waiting for little Maya.
The Kraft Music Hall with Bing Crosby, Eddie Duchin, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra and chorus, the Charioteers, the Kraft Choral Club, and Bing's special guest, Miss Trudy Irwin. And here is Bing with Sioux City Sue.
I drove a herd of cattle down from old Nebraska way. That's how I come to be in the state of Iowa. I met a gal in Iowa, her eyes were big and blue. I asked her what her name was, and she said, Sioux City Sue. Sioux City Sue, Sioux City Sue. Your hair is red, your eyes are blue. I'd swap my horse and my dog for you. Sioux City Sue, Sioux City Sue. There ain't no gal as true as my sweet Sioux City Sue. I asked her if she had a beau. She said, yes, quite a few. I went to courting my sweet Sioux City Sue. The first time that I stole a kiss, I caught her stealing too. I asked her, did she love me? And she said, indeed I do.
Sioux City Sue, Sioux City Sue.
So choosy, your hair is red and your eyes are blue. Swap my horse and my dog for you.
Sioux City Sue,
oh,
Sioux City Sue.
No floozy, there ain't no gal as true as my sweet Sioux City Sue.
Make it all right.
Yes, Tom, come over by
nice
wire.
Nice going, Bing. Nice going.
Thank you, Ken. And by the way, did Eddie Duchin get here yet?
You mean Eddie Duchin?
Eddie Duchin.
I don't believe he did.
Well, when he comes in, I want you to give him the
full treatment. Be sure and congratulate him because I think I saw his picture in Look magazine this week.
You think? Aren't you sure?
Well, the caption read, Grand Piano with Unidentified Body. And it looked like Duchin.
Well, it was probably him. Say, Bing, this is a big week for the nation.
Immortal.
Yes, it is. Easter time, the Major League Baseball season open.
And Duchin got his picture in Look.
Very big.
The country must be limp from the excitement of it all, eh?
You made any plans for Easter, Bing?
Oh, indeed I have. I expect to don my pearl gray sweatshirt with the belt in the back, mm-hmm. my pinstripe pedal pushers with the accordion pleated seat. And I'm joining the happy throng in the Easter parade. I will be a stand...
Hiya, fellas. Look who's here from the magazine of the same name.
Oh, we know. We know about your picture, Eddie.
Stop. Oh, page 76. Personally, I thought my piano never looked lovelier.
Yes, the keys were so shiny and white. Brushing them with Pepsodent. Anyhow, Eddie, now that you're getting up in the world, how would you like to join up with me in the Easter parade Sunday, eh?
Well, Bing, don't get the idea that I'm high hat or anything, but on Easter, when everybody's going to be all dressed up, let you and I go walking some other day.
Oh, now, just a minute, Edwin. I'm hurt. I happen to have a very classy ensemble selected for next Sunday. True, Ken, true or false?
Well, I don't know. Frankly, Bing, it sounded a little flashy to me. After all, pearl gray sweatshirt with belt in the back, pinstripe pedal pushers, that accordion-pleated seat. Mm. Well, they just aren't, shall we say, de rigueur?
I'll buy that.
You like
yes.
that? I like that.
Say, you know, Bing, it's none of my business, but how do you always manage to get such outlandish clothing?
I have a tailor who hates me. Which brings us to the solution of tonight's mystery. The next big problem here in the hall is, what will Eddie Duchin's piano selection be?
Well, I'm going to do an old favorite. Look on my hands.
Look on my hands. The name of that number is Time on My Hands.
Oh, yes. I guess I'm getting my magazines mixed up.
Well, get some life in you and go to the piano, lest you find yourself at liberty around here. Outstanding piece of virtuosity, Eddie. Really fine. Burke and Van Heusen contrived a clever score for Road to Utopia. One of the lovelier, jouncier tunes from the same being Anybody's Spring. I should like to add a sample edition of this as soon as you hear about a few samples for your cupboard.
Right now, in your refrigerator, do you have a glass or two of Kraft cheese spreads? If you do, you're all set for snacks tonight if some folks drop in, or if Dad decides he's hungry at bedtime. Those wholesome Kraft cheese spreads in your refrigerator keep you ready for quick lunch and sandwiches, too. See how Kraft cheese spreads fit in with the family's ideas, with hurry-up hospitality and mealtime needs as well. If your refrigerator isn't already stocked with those helpful Kraft cheese spreads, fix that up tomorrow. Choose your assortment from this delicious array. Kraft pimento, olive pimento, pineapple, relish and roca spreads, Old English and Kraft Limburger spread. The Kraft name is the thing to look for on each label. It's your positive guide to delicious flavor and real quality.
You think that money is everything, and yet it's anybody's spring.
Go make a fortune, become a king, and still it's anybody's spring. And if you flash a bankroll, do you suppose the brook would care, or that a rose would say there goes a millionaire? It's more than diamonds around a ring, because it's anybody's spring. You may be born with a silver spoon, and yet it's anybody's moon. You couldn't buy a ticket to hear the first robin sing. It's free because it's anybody's spring. More than diamonds round a ring, because it's anybody's spring. You may be born with a silver spoon, and yet it's anybody's moon. You couldn't buy a ticket to hear the first robin sing. It's free because it's anybody's spring.
Spiritual time in the old all, which brings us to the charioteers, who've conjured up a colorful reading of Didn't Old Pharaoh Get Lost?
Now, didn't old Pharaoh get lost, get lost, get lost, lost. Didn't old Pharaoh get lost in the Red Sea?
Tell it over, well,
didn't old Pharaoh get lost, get lost, lost, get lost. Didn't old Pharaoh get lost in the Red Sea?
The Lord spoke unto Moses, go unto Pharaoh now, for I have hardened Pharaoh's heart, to me he will not bow. Then Moses and Aaron to Pharaoh they did go. Thus saith the God of Israel, won't you let my people go? Hallelujah, well,
didn't old Pharaoh get lost, lost, get lost, lost, get lost, lost. Didn't old Pharaoh get lost in the Red Sea?
Held it over, well,
didn't old Pharaoh get lost, lost, get lost, lost, get lost, lost. Didn't old Pharaoh get lost in the Red Sea?
Charioteers, very lovely. Despite the fact that Mr. Carpenter and Mr. Duchin choose to shun me for sartorial reasons on Sunday next, I have convinced a charming and long-standing music hall favorite, Miss Trudy Irwin, to join me in Irving Berlin's Easter Parade. Let's cut out down Vine Street, Trudy.
In your Easter bonnet, with all the frills upon it,
I'll be the grandest lady in the Easter parade. I'll be all in clover,
and when they look you over, I'll be the proudest fella in the Easter parade on the Avenue.
Fifth Avenue.
The photographers will snap us
and you'll find that you're in the rose of gravure. Oh, I could write a sonnet
about my Easter bonnet
and of the girl I'm taking to the Easter parade on the avenue.
La, da, 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 Fifth Avenue.
Da, 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 dee, da, 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 da. The photographers will snap us, and you'll find that you're in the rose of gravure. I could write a sonnet about your Easter bonnet and of the girl I'm taking to the Easter parade.
Thank you, Trudy. It's always a pleasure at Easter time to welcome to the hall the Kraft Choral Club, some 80 men and women from the office and factory of the Kraft Company in Chicago. This group, directed by Gerald Schroth, has come to be known as one of the finest choral groups of the Midwest. They will sing two Easter selections, O Sacred Head, Now Wounded, arranged by J.S. Bach, and The Easter Carol of the Trees, arranged by Harvey Gall. For the Kraft Choral Club, we take you now to Chicago.
Oh,
Thank you, the Kraft Choral Club. That was impressively beautiful. Somewhere around the middle of the next number, friend Eddie Duchin burst in with a piano interlude. But before this always welcome interpolation, the home team, John Scott and I, are going to cut a chorus. Okay, John, shall we then?
Too beautiful, my dear, to be true. I am a fool for beauty, fooled by a feeling that because I had found you, I could have bound you too. You are too beautiful for one man alone, for one lucky fool to be with, when there are other men with eyes of their own to see with. Love does not stand sharing, not if one cares. Have you been comparing my every kiss with theirs? If on the other hand I'm faithful to you, it's not through a sense of duty. You are too beautiful, and I am a fool for beauty. Through a sense of duty, you are too beautiful, and I am a fool for beauty.
Posterity chooses its popular songs sparingly, and here's one the hall recommends for careful consideration. A top favorite in the future book all through the day, but first, a man with a message.
This year, we have gasoline. This month, we have spring. Put those two facts together, and you've got a little Sunday afternoon jaunts into the country with a picnic basket.
But you forgot to mention one thing we have this year that we haven't had before. It's a patriotic duty not to waste bread, which gives me an idea about those picnic sandwiches.
What do you mean?
Well, this year, I'm just going to put a loaf of sliced bread in the basket, along with two or three glasses of Kraft cheese spreads. Sandwiches made as eaten. See? No leftovers.
And such a work saver for Mother. Everybody will make his own sandwich. Pile on his favorite Kraft cheese spread to his heart's content. Some zestful Kraft spreads for Dad, and a couple of the creamy-tasting, delicately flavored ones for the children. And those handy glasses Kraft Cheese Spreads come in are so easy to stow in the basket. When the picnic's over, you pop the lids back on and take them home for more sandwiches and snacks. Here's just one of many ways Kraft Cheese Spreads will fit into your family's schedule of work and play. Tomorrow, get several varieties of Kraft Cheese Spreads.
That wraps up our Easter package, friends, but the hall will be open again next Thursday at the same time. So long.
Tune in to Kraft Music Hall again next Thursday and hear John Scott Trotter, his orchestra and chorus, the Charioteers, Eddie Duchin, and our special guests, Frank Morgan, Vera Veig, and Lou Ann Hogan. You know, Thursday night is Star Night on NBC. Why not tune in a little earlier next week and hear Dinah Shore? And after the Kraft Music Hall, be sure and stay tuned to the Seal Test Village Store immediately following. Good night, everybody.
When friends drop in during the coming Easter weekend, be ready for hurry-up lunches. Have some tangy, golden Kraft salad mustard handy to add zestful flavor to sandwich meats, appetizers, and fillings for deviled eggs. And remember, ladies, in preparing your Easter ham for baking, be sure to add Kraft salad mustard to the brown sugar coating for a bright, extra touch of flavor. Stock up, too, on Kraft mustard with horseradish added to delight guests who may prefer a sharper variety. Buy Kraft quality mustards when you shop tomorrow.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.